Aleishu Ochelek Beis Shin Nun, the second Vad. Birkois HaShachar Misechases El Olameinu Zeh. Birkois HaShachar address this world. Olam HaAsiya B'lshon HaMekubalim. The Mekubalim call it the world of Asiya, of doing or accomplishing. Mitoich Birkois Eilu, out of these benedictions, Imeinenu Zerkim Oysan Me'apeh. If we just don't spit them out, אנו מסלמדים במבט רוחני על כל מהלך חיינו הפשוטים. What it trains us in is a spiritual perspective on the process of what appears to be straightforward, simple life. נקדים לברכויס בביאור לשון ברוך. So first, before the ברכויס, we want to elaborate on the word ברוך. כל עניין ברכות תוספס וריבוי. This is something one finds in the מפרשים. ברכה connotes addition. Expansion. Anu omrim laKadosh Baruch Hu. In that word, when we use it in the bracha, we are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata makoyer lechol ribuy berachos ba'olam. You are the source for all addition, all outflow, all blessing in the world. Ve'anu mispalelim elecha shetisif lanu bracha. What we daven is for that you add to us bracha. In fruit, in all sorts of nutritious foods, bread, etc. Depending on what the bracha is about. That's as far as Baruch is concerned. Then, Asher nosa lasechavi vina leavchin, latarnegoil yesh havchana instinctivit beoid laila, shayom iskrevuva. It has a natural understanding, while it's still night time, that day is coming, just before dawn. לכן יחזיקו הקדמונים תרנגול בבית. That's why the ancient ones used to have, it was common to have a rooster at home, כדי שיעירו אצלם בבוקר, in order to awaken them in the morning. רבי עקיבא לוקח עמו תרנגול גם בצעיסוי לדרך, as we know from the famous incident when he was traveling, he took a rooster with him on the way as well, on his journey. שלא יעשני גוי. אילו היסי נולד גוי חס וחלילה, איזה אסן זה היה. Had I been born a goy, what a calamity that would have been. וכשנולדתי יהודי, אינני מאושר. Had I been born a יהודי, I am joyous. אבל, however, האם באמס אין בשום קורטיב של גויוס? Is there really no iota within me of goyishkeit? האם במידויסני באמס רחמן ביישן גוי מלך חסדים? These are, of course, the three character attributes that Chazal say are characteristic of Jews. Am I really a Rachaman, a compassionate person, a Baishan, a person who has Busha and a Goymel Chasadim? Haim b'ashkafoisai ein b'nitzitz shel goyus. In Mashkafois, is there no spark of goyus? Or v'shifoisai v'isnagus, in the aspirations that I have, in my conduct. Haim ein b'avak goyus of zila el ever minagim shlem. Is there no avak, yeah, literally dust, like avak ribis. You know, the touch, a little bit, and pezilah, they're like squinting towards their doings. For example, alimos, violence, like as in so many films or contests where there's violence involved. Sport, they're not squint towards that and listen out to the results and whatever it is. Bidur, bilui al darkam, these are words that connote entertainment. They are not squint towards these things, they're entertainment, they're forms of what they call rest and recreation. Im ein benitzetz mikol ze. If there's no spark of all of this in me, uchal levarech besimcha shelo yasani goy. Then I can say with joy, shelei asani goy. שלוי עושני עובד, נולדתי בן חוירין, I was born בן חוירין, האם אני גם היום בן חוירין ממש? Am I today truly a בן חוירין, אוי משועבד לתאוויס? Am I just the captive, משועבד to all sorts of desires, a captive to this particular thing or that one, all sorts of habits that are not really my choosing. מחכה אחרים, do I emulate others in negative things? Or you said the verim kedei limtzoch chen b'nei achim. Do I do things just to curry favor with others? Misbayesh lamod al sheli, embarrassed to stand my ground when it's correct. Or lekayem halacha shelo ilaguli, am I embarrassed to fulfill halacha so as not to be mocked? Im ein bi kol ze, if none of this exists in me, uchal levarich gam bracha ze besimcha. Then I can recite this bracha also with joy. Sheloi asani isha, hagever mitzad yitzirasu ha-mashpia, ha-isha mitzad yitzirasah ye-mekabeles. The giver as created is the mashpia, he's the one who bestows, he's the one who gives. Ha-isha mitzad yitzirasah ye-mekabeles, she is the one who receives. As a general rule, matoiv lishani noitzar mashpia. How good it is that I was created as a mashpia, one who bestows, v'chal ha-shpia toiv v'chesed, and I can bestow goodness, consideration, chesed. Ach birkas ha'isha she'asani kirtzonai, the bracha of the woman, she'asani kirtzonai, he fashioned me in accordance with his will, einah bracha she'bdi'avad, this is not a bracha b'di'avad, no, this is how I was born, so I have to reconcile myself to it. No, she'ein ha'isha b'rira ila l'ashim gorala, that a woman has no choice but just to accept her fate, she'kach atza Hashem izborach. This is how Hashem wanted. Lo yichenu, this is not so. Ha'goyin ha'rav chayim v'loshin kosav, we've seen this already a number of times, ki nusach bracha zoi, וכעניין נוסח הקדיש. This bracha parallels the formulation in Kaddish בעולמו דברו אחר עושה. In the world that he created in accordance with his will. This is the same as כרצוינוי. We've discussed this before. This is רוח חיים in his commentary to פרקי אבוי סוף פרק דלס דאבויד. דאבויס אין דיבור המסחיל בעל כוחחת הנויצר. והכוונה שם היא, there, in context there, in the world that Hashem created in accordance with his will. The meaning is, Omnam ha'olam ha'gashmi hazeh hu olam ha'shafel. This physical world is the lowest of all the worlds. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh she'izgadel v'izgadel shmoy davka b'olam ha'shafel zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants she'izgadel v'izgadel shmoy, this is a formulation from the Kaddish, that his name should be sanctified, davka in this world, that is his plan. He wanted specifically to create a physical arena where his name would be sanctified. That's what he wants, and that's what we say. Be'ol lema in the world, di verach, he was that he created in accordance with his will. Ve'al derech zoikan, in the same way, in shasani kirtzoinoi, according to his will. Omnam ha'ishai rak ha-mekabeles. The woman is, in inverted commas, only the mekabeles, the one who receives. Aval kach ratza kadosh bo, this is what he wants, ki abinyan adi ad shel Adam, that the eternal edifice of Adam, yedavka leda isha, specifically through a relationship which is with his physical involvement and everything that goes with that. She'ar birkois ha-shachar ne'emu bizman ha-gemara miyad b'chol pu'ula shel kimas ha-boker. So in the times of the Gemara, the rest of birkois ha-shachar were said with that particular activity with which the bracha is associated. And this is in fact how the Shulchan Aruch expresses it. Not like we do it today when we say it later in the morning. Adam pokeach enav, a person opened his eyes, pokeach ivrim. Mislabeish, he would dress, malbish arumim. Mis yashev b'mita, sits up in bed, matir asurim. Zeikef reishoi, he straightens his head, zeikef kefufim. Sam raglav ala karka, he places his feet on the ground, reika ha'oretz ala moim. Noel na'alav, he puts on his shoes, she'osali kol tzoki vechulei. Na yasoyed devarimu, the foundation, the common denominator to these brachos, she'ein shum davar ba'olam muvan me'elav, that nothing in the world is to be taken for granted. None of these seemingly mundane activities. Hakol beri'a v'yitzira shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is all a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayodeh u'meivin, the one who knows, the one who contemplates, mispa'el tomid mechadash, constantly is moved. He's moved by the depth of wisdom which is revealed in every one of the activities of the body, the functions of the body. What you should understand from all of the higher and lower creatures, from the very smallest to the very largest, העניין הנעלם אשר בו יסדר הכל והשלם עשוי, ואיננו מושג בחושים הגשמיים, this hidden matter that he's speaking about, והיא התנועה הדבקה לכל מחובר, motion that is attached to every creature. וכשתבין סוד התנועה, when you understand this, the things that I love move and whatever, ותשכיל עניין המתעשה לרוחניוסה, and you understand its truth and its spiritual nature behind it, v'tedaki mipil'ei ha'chokhma yelukis. You'll recognize that it is one of the wonders of divine wisdom. V'takir roi v'chemlasa borei al beru'av. You'll come to recognize the compassion that the Creator has for those He created. As yisborei lecha, then it'll be clear to you. Ki cholatenu eisecha nikshares b'chevetz ha'borei. That all of your motions, all of your gestures, what your body moves, is connected to the will of the Creator. It's created to His will, haktana v'gdola shebo, in the smallest, the greatest, hagluya nisteres, both those that are revealed and concealed. Achein al kol tenua shadam oise, for every gesture that a person makes, magia bracha levrei olam, it deserves a bracha for the Creator. Vad shelishi, riboinoi shel olam, loy al tzidkoisenu anachnu mepilim tachanuneinu lefonecha, it is not upon our righteousness that we rely when we plead before you. In other words, give us what we deserve. Ki al rachamecha horabim, but rather upon your mercy. Ma'onu mechayenu. This is, of course, in the morning davening. Zoi ha'akdama ha'yesoidis la'tefila. This is the fundamental introduction to tefila. Ha'mispalel tzarech la'kiru imemus ha'borei zborach v'shiflus atzmoi lefanav. The mispalel needs to recognize the exaltedness of the Creator and where He stands vis-a-vis the Creator. Im adam einoi nichna lefanav izbarach. The person does not express and feel submission, ain't tefillah se tefillah. His tefillah is not tefillah. Ve'ein zo avoda kala leikana. This is not an easy avoda to feel this submission. Afilu la'amud al rememus so yisbaruch yisekal. Even to ascertain Hashem's exaltedness is easier. Shezo ya'akara shimechutz l'adam, because it's something outside of me. Aval kedei leikana tzech levatel atzmo, in order to submit himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he needs to negate his own agenda. Adam bedoreinu rachok b'miuchad mezin. Our generation, people are especially distant from this. Hakefira shaletes bo'ilam, higbires ke'avas Adam bli gvul. The kefira, the denial of Kadosh Baruch Hu that dominates the world, has elevated people's ge'avah immeasurably. This idea of autonomy and rights and I owe nothing to anybody. V'lo yirak adam tzeir. This is not true only for youths, young people. Afilu haba b'shanim ein yodei eich likana. Even older people do not know how to express submission and to feel it. Laze boi hisponu. That's why in the Siddur we have this contemplation. Ma'anu, mechayenu, ma tzidkenu, ma koyichenu, ma gevorasenu, mugbalim anach mikol tzad. We're limited from all sides, from all perspectives. We have limitations. B'mabat mefukach alcheinu. If we have a sober gaze, a sober perspective on our lives, nivachach lios madalim, and we can see how impoverished they are, how little we can really change and determine and dictate. Manu imar lefanecha. What can we say in front of you? Halo kol ha'giborim ha'giborim ke'ayin lefanecha. Even the giborim are like naught before you. Lefanav yisborach. When it's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis Him. Misgamdim, from the word gamad. Person is very small. A dwarf. Misgamdim u'miskatnim kol g'dolei olam ke'ayin mamash. Even g'dolei olam become dwarfed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki'ayin mamash. Ba've'adim al ga'ava b'shar ha'sheni, in the second shar of the Sefer, when we had the ve'adim on ga'ava, he'elinu, we brought up this idea, ki tza'ir ha'nimtza be'emtza aliyasoi, batira. We said that an adolescent who is in the midst of his growth in tira, einu tzarich la'ases avodah midikui ga'avase. We said that it's not appropriate at that age to make an avoidah of suppressing gava. We said over there that he must focus on growing in Torah. Aval kvar ramazlo sham. We did hint over there. Ki gam tzair ze tzarich lasos avodah gedola me'atfilah. We said explicitly over there that such a young man must make a big avoidah out of tefillah. It's something that he may not gloss over and excuse himself because he is so involved in Torah. He must make a big avoidah of tefillah. Because, as we said over there, v'ne kol etzim inyana tefillah, because the concept of tefillah is li'kana lifnei borei ha'olam, to submit myself to the Creator. Etzem apniyalav, the very fact that one turns to the Creator, v'bakashal ezrasoy, and requesting His help, seder shevachav v'akirioyis, the arranging Hashem's praises, which are in the Siddur, v'akirioyis, the bowing, day bahen levatel esagavah mufrezes b'yisrael. They're sufficient really to negate the most extreme gaavah. Even though we said that the tzair doesn't have to make an avoid out of it, but he certainly needs to train himself in becoming humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Then in the Siddur, Aval anachnu amecha b'nevir isecha. There's a sharp and dramatic change in tone at that point. Aval anachnu amecha b'nevir isecha. We are your nation, those who have a covenant with you. Anachnu haklal Yisrael yodim mahi gadlus amitis. We, as Klal Yisrael, know what is true greatness. Gedula hamishtaleves heitev b'achnai. It's a greatness that merges in well with humility. Ki me'avoyseinu lamadnu zeis. We learned this from the avoyis. V'akeni'a einah mevi'asnu klali de'atzvus chas v'halila. This humility does not at all bring us to melancholy. No, lehefech, on the contrary. Specifically, once one has achieved humility before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it stimulates joy. We are so fortunate. There's no greater joy in the world, no more truthful joy in the world than understanding the truth. Even to ascertain, to derive one point of truth is associated with joy. We are delighted that morning and evening, ערב ובוקר, אומרים פעמם בכל יום, שמע ישראל וכולי. The Parshas Kriyas Shema are followed immediately, depending whether it's the morning or the evening, with the paragraphs Emes v'yatziv, Emes v'emuna. These are truths, and mimela, the truth brings joy. Mabat chadash niftach mikan al klal ha'ilam. There's a new perspective that opens from here on the totality of the world. Hamisboinen ba'amitus boroi. Person who looks at the truth of his creator, makir ki kol olam hagadol hazeh ein chotzetz klal b'fnei Elokus. He recognizes at some point that this vast world, you can think of it as the earth or the universe, this vast world does not at all separate him from godliness. Ve'atou ad shel nivra olam, ve'atou mishinivra olam. You are who you are before you created the world and after you created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deleis asar ponui minei. This is terminology from the Zohar, apparently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up everything. There's nothing that is empty of Him. He permeates the entire cosmos. Einu nidchechas v'chalila mimekoyim ha'ilam lemala v'alatzadim kedei lases makom l'nivraim. He is not expelled, so to speak, from the world, upwards, above the world, and to itself, in order to make room for the Nivraim. It's not as if he's been expelled, and here there's a vacuum here where we live, and he is distant. No. He permeates the entire world. And everything that's created is actually a reflection of him. Before everything, you were everything. When everything is here, you permeate and suffuse everything. This is a phrase from there. This entire section in the Siddur teaches us once again that when we wish to draw near to Hashem, we should not rise, like we've said before, not to storm the heavens and become malachim, el aleinu davka liskatein lefanav, davka to become humble. That's the correct approach. Vaz nie krivim elav. And through that, automatically one becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ani es daka v'iti daka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with the humble. Ve'ein derech achres liskev. There's no other way to draw near. Mikal ha-korbanois. The Siddur then follows on with korbanois after this. Korban hu ma'ase shel hiskarvus. Korban is an act of drawing near. Veshuv, once again, hiskarvus einah ba'al yedei shadam misrimem el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hiskarvus does not come through the person rising, soaring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elah Lideh HaYis Batlus Lefanav. Closeness comes through negating one's own being and agenda in front of him. V'zeis mevateh HaKorban. This is expressed by the Korban. HaAdam makriv yasakev. The person brings a sheep, HaKohen Sheichatei, the Kohen, or anyone else, in fact, may slaughter it, because Sheita is permitted for a Zar. Zerek Damoy, the Kohen then sprinkles the blood, Umale Imuram al Gabi HaMizbeach, the certain organs that are brought upon the Mizbeach. Who makriv haKorban ro'eh bazeh es etzmoy. The one who brought the Korban, the owner of the Korban, sees himself. This is based on Ramban. Who tzarich loses nafsho al avodas Hashem. It is he who needs to give his nefesh, to be moise nefesh for avodas Hashem. Hadam sheloi haya tzarich lezoh. It is his blood that should have been sprinkled. Es eivarav sheloi haya tzarich la'alos la'mizbeach. His own evarim should have been brought on the Mizbeach. That's what the Ramban explains in the Korban Chatas. His batlus zeis, he his karvus. It's that negation of oneself which is korban, which is of course the word kariv, being close and near. Baze nigmar hashalav harishon shel tefila. This ends the first stage of tefila. Sheboy anu makirim es hakadosh baruch hu me'olamenu hakatan, where we see, recognize hakadosh baruch hu from our world. And we strengthen emunah in him and negation before him. And can.